Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. So glad you're here with us on American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. And before we get into all that good stuff, I want to remind folks that, goodness, October's about halfway done. And coming up on the 16th, next Tuesday, we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us, so I hope you can tune in. And for those of you that get up early this Saturday, at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll be talking with Dr. Carley on GCN, so you can tune into that if you'd like. And we also have rescheduled John Monroe. We have rescheduled him for the 20th. If you tuned in last weekend on GCN at 7 to hear him, we had technical problems, so he's going to be back with us on the 20th. So sorry about that, but, you know, these things happen. Well, we're going to talk about... Well, this segment is going to be called Chopstick Medicine. We're going to talk about some Chinese imports. Also, we're going to talk about, you know, shoring up your immune system defenses, and also some foods that you can utilize to help fight off the cold and flu and a lot of other good stuff, and a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, God's hand of protection beyond them. And while we're hitting the knees, we're going to seek God's face and ask for his help with America. America needs righteous leadership. We need some stand-up people who just tell it like it is and know what it is to tell a lie and not lie. So we're going to talk to God about that. And by the way, I got my book from Southwest Radio Ministries, The 40 Daily Devotions. It's a free book. So if you're fasting and praying like I am, this is a great book to add to your fast. And if you want your free copy, you can go online to their website at S as in Sam, W as in Winter, R as in Roger, C as in Charles.com, SWRC.com, or you can call their toll-free number at 800-652-1144 at Southwest Radio Ministries, 800-652-1144, and ask for that 40 Daily Devotions handout booklet. It's very cool. I love it. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, we got a pretty good-sized quacker today. Risperdal, which is made by Johnson & Johnson. It's an antipsychotic drug, you know, given to kids with schizophrenia and things like that. They're going to be paying hundreds of millions of bucks to several states for improper marketing and medication. They encourage doctors to prescribe it for non-approved uses. Now, let me ask you this. What doctor would go along with that? Yeah. Well, anyway, allegations are that the drug caused some young boys to grow breasts. I'm not kidding. A Risperdal hit the market in 1994. It was designed and approved to treat patients diagnosed with schizophrenia. Later, it got approved for bipolar disorder, along with irritability in children and autism. It was also prescribed for off-label use like dementia, depression, and anxiety. So the company, you know, Johnson & Johnson, reached a settlement in court in the middle of September. They agree to pay 36 states and the District of Columbia $181 million in claims for consumer fraud. Now get this. Aaron Banks, he's 21. He was on this drug since he was 9, and he suffered psychological damage because he grew breasts. We're talking the size cup D. So Anthony Stephen Seller said, these are boys who grew breasts as large as D cups. There's a major design defect in the drug, and the judge was going to allow them to pursue that. Not just the fact that labeling understated the risks, but anyway, they settled out of court. Oh, yeah. All right. What else we have in the quacker? Well, let's see. Children who receive a flu vaccine have 3 times the risk of being hospitalized for the flu. This is a study to determine if flu vaccines actually reduce hospitalizations in children. They were evaluated by the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for 6 months. Kids 18 years of age, up to 18 years of age, so 6 months to 18 years of age. They all had prior laboratory-confirmed influenza. And it was found that the vaccinated kids had 3 times the risk of being hospitalized compared to the unvaccinated children, along with they had a higher risk of hospitalized vaccine asthmatics. Yeah, do tell. The research presented to the 105th International Conference of the American Thoracic Society in San Diego. So let's just say you had the flu shot last year, right? They're saying in this report, this study, you're twice as likely to contract the swine flu this year. That's also according to a Canadian study, Dr. William Douglas, MD. Pandrix caused 17-fold increase in narcolepsy among flu-vaccinated kids in the study, and Dr. Hugh Funderburg and his colleagues discovered that people 55 years of age and over who received the flu vaccine every year as a prevention, and especially for the last 5 years in a row, increased their risk of getting Alzheimer's by a whopping 1,000%. Another study published in The Lancet reported flu vaccines do nothing in 98.5% of the adults, do not prevent the spread or, you know, prevent you from getting the flu. But it does cause neurological disorders in about 7.5% of those vaccinated. Wow. All right. Something for Dr. Carly and I to talk about Tuesday. What else do we have? More than 20,000 Portland citizens have unified. They have a unified stand. I love this. They are against water fluoridation. Decided last month by Portland City Council, they decided to forcibly fluorinate the local water supply in spite of widespread public opposition. So more than 20,000 Portlanders expressed support through a ballot measure that would once again put the issue to the public vote. So they, Clean Water of Portland, it's a group that filed a referendum that would halt the fluorination mandate until the city's next election this coming May. May 2014. So the voters would be given the opportunity to decide whether they want, you know, poison in their water. But in order to get that referendum passed, the group has got to get 20,000 signatures by tomorrow. Difficult task, but they mobilized 100 volunteers and they had 25 paid individuals. And they met the deadline last week. But signatures will get thrown out because the person who signed it maybe is not a registered voter or they don't live in the Portland city limit. So they're pushing now. They're out there pounding on doors. They want 30,000 signatures by tomorrow to make sure they have enough. Well, I like it when they take a stand and what they believe in. That's good. All right. Researchers show ginger root kills breast cancer cells. Woo. This is a new study conducted by researchers from the Biological Science Department, the Faculty of Sciences at King Abdulaziz University of Saudi Arabia. They published their findings in the Journal of Biomedicine and Biotechnology. So ginger extract, they say, turns out to be more effective at fighting breast cancer than the drugs on the market. Wow. Typically, you know, if you're treated for breast cancer, you're going to get hormone therapy. Almost all patients with metastatic breast disease, you know, it's metastasized, 40% of the patients receive the tamoxifen, but they get a relapse and then they die. Researchers also noted that, there's little effectiveness against negative breast cancer when you use those drugs. The drugs have severe side effects, weakens the physical body, breast cancer cells are able to develop, and resistance to the cancer drugs, no use. Previous studies have already shown ginger to have a breast cancer fighting effect. Well, duh. One study was shown that ginger compound hampers breast cancer from metastasizing. Other studies suggested that ginger extract or ginger components fight off cancers, including colon, rectal, liver, lung, pancreas, prostate, and skin cancer, including melanoma. So ginger is one of the oldest medicinal foods, and scientific studies have linked ginger root to no fewer than 100 different health benefits, like, you know, anti-nausea, digestive aids, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, and heart health promoting. It's a circulatory aid. So, yeah, get you some ginger root. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have plenty of that. Oh, hey, are you worried about stroke and heart attack? Well, a research coming out of Finland, researchers there said that eat some tomatoes and forget about the stroke. Yeah, the lycopene, carotenoids, and beta-carotene in your tomatoes will lower your risk of stroke, especially in men. If you eat higher concentrations or a lot of tomatoes, you'll lower your risk by as much as 55 to 59%. This is a 12-year study. Over 1,000 Finnish men ages 46 to 65 participated. Wow. And they think it's the carotenoids in the tomatoes. It helps prevent lung and prostate cancer. Antioxidant properties in tomatoes, they think, are responsible for preventing buildup of plaque in the arteries. And the highest concentrations of your carotenoids are going to be found in your fruits and vegetables, especially the ones with red, yellow, and orange skins to them. Heavy hitters are your tomato, sweet potato, carrot, papaya, A lot of citrus fruits and leafy greens. So at least five servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And you could say ta-ta to the cardiologist. Last but not least in the Quack Report, pumpkin. We're in the season for pumpkin, folks. It's a superfood that also will lighten depression, subdue inflammation, and discourage the formation of kidney stones. Mm-hmm. So forget the jack-o'-lantern. Make some pumpkin pie. Or call me up or email me and ask me for my cardio muffin recipe. It has pumpkin in it. Yeah, nutrients found in pumpkin prevent and alleviate conditions of cancer, inflammation, kidney stones, depression, skin complaints, and parasitic infections. Because pumpkin is loaded. It's got vitamin A, vitamin C, magnesium, vitamin E, fiber, pantothenic acid, potassium and zinc, and tryptophan. So abundant amino acids. So you definitely want some pumpkin, folks. And let me know if you want that cardio muffin recipe. It's about time to roll that puppy out again. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All righty, we are going to roll out the segment on chopstick medicine. Yes, we do. More reports are surfacing that are alerting natural physicians and consumers alike that herbal medicine products from China have been found to contain heavy metals beyond the maximum amounts permitted. Now, custom officials have seized products from China. They seized teas and capsules and even powdered products due to alleged adulteration of these formulas. Now, reports say that DNA analysis revealed some interesting ingredients in some of these products from China. Yes, it's an interesting thing. Let's see. The reports say the DNA analysis revealed other than plant parts. Okay. I've known for years that Chinese medicine included non-plant ingredients like, insect and animal substances. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the oldest texts on traditional Asian medicine are more than 2,000 years old, such as the one called the Yellow Emperor's Inner Canon. However, traditional Chinese medicine is not based in Western concepts of diagnosis and treatment or prevention. Now, some argue this kind of medicine is another version of allopathic treatments addressing symptoms and not the cause of illness. So we're going to take a little look at this and see what's up. Alrighty, let's talk about some of the Chinese herbs. Herb products from China don't always just contain herbs. Oh, we got chopsticks here, folks. All right, Frank. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, sense of humor from my engineer. Appreciate it. Okay, so herb products from China don't always contain herbs. We already know that. They can be, bugs and animal parts. In that recent raid, the customs agents on these herbal imports from China, they revealed some ingredients that the DNA analysis showed. One ingredient was from an endangered bear species called the Aztec black bear. You're going to find ground-up animal parts from cows and water buffalo and deer in a lot of these products. And it's amazing what DNA testing can pinpoint. Now, the researchers at Murdoch University in Washington unraveled the Asian mixtures. You can read a lot about this on the web at AustralianDoctor.com and type in ingredients found in Chinese medicine, and you'll get that report. Also, the typical allergens are also found in these imported types of herbal medicines overseas, such as nuts and soy and wheat. So if you're allergic to that stuff, you could have an allergic reaction. Now, these imported products are also known to include plants that are prohibited, some of the plants prohibited by FDA, like ephedra. So the FDA is also warning consumers that any product containing astrolochia and its poisonous compound, astrocholic acid, to discontinue to use this product. This can promote kidney damage and even cancer. So an incomplete ingredient list on herb products seems to be the standard practice in Asia. They don't tell you what's in there, not everything. Now, the DNA testing reported that Chinese herbal formulas are a complex mixture, as many as 68 different parts, including a part known as wild ginger, and which can be found in the United States now and is typically used for digestive ills. So now, herbs used in these Asian medicines, Chinese medicine, have been transplanted to other parts of the globe. Many of these herbs are now cultivated right here in the United States, such as astragalus root, ginkgo, and ginseng and green tea. So the Chinese admit that they don't attempt to cure severe illnesses such as cancer with herbal medicine, and instead they use modern day oncology. And in such cases, they'll use herbs to lessen symptoms or to halt tumor growth, but not to reverse the disease. Now, in traditional Chinese medicine, there are over 5,000 herbs and 300 minerals used. In insect, animal, and even human ingredients are diffused into 400 different formulas. Now, on average, the formulas contain 4 to 12 ingredients, but can contain as many as 70 ingredients. In the latest edition of the Pharmacopoeia of the People's Republic of China, they have listed 500 single herb extracts and over 300 complex formulas. Wow. Now, some folks might say, well, at least the FDA is doing something to protect our health by having customs, you know, agents seize these Chinese products. To that, I would say, are you serious? I'm not saying that supplements from China are safe. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is there may be a bigger picture, okay? As Gary Null often refers to the FDA and the AMA and the USDA, he says, we have a nation of medical parasites. That's what he calls them. Now, these government agencies are in bed with big corporations, and they're paid to profit off disease. Yeah, they profit off of your disease, my disease, everybody's disease. So when Chinese manufacturers start to pay the FDA large sums of money to look the other way, then I suspect that these products would pass right through, unchecked. No media reports, that would all vanish. And it may not be beyond rational thought that tainted Chinese traditional medicine was released into the United States market on purpose to push forward a government agenda to restrict supplements. I want you to check out an informative video when you get the chance. You can go to therealfoodchannel.com under their video area, and you want to look for movies about food and health. And there's one in particular called War on the FDA's Cult of Tyranny. It's an excellent full-length film. Great, great film. If you get a chance, look at it. It's about an hour long. Now, it would appear that our government agencies, our pharmaceutical companies, and food corporations have become a cancer disease in our nation. According to Gary Null, PhD, he says 60% of the FDA's budget comes from pharmaceutical companies. Now, in the 1960s, the FDA appointed itself as the expert authority of what you can and cannot put into your body. Nearly 90% of the dietary supplement companies which exist today didn't exist in 1994, and that's why the FDA's new guidelines specifically state that those products on the market after 1994 have to be approved first. That's what they were trying to push through. Now, this was an attempt by the FDA to actually put these types of companies out of business and thereby eliminate 90% of the products that keep Americans healthy. The U.S. supplement manufacturers and the organic food growers are over target because they are taking profits away from the FDA pharmaceutical sponsors. According to Dr. Robert Verkick, the FDA is one of the big players in the United Nations Codex Alimentarius, also known as the World Food Code. And the Europeans already don't have access to supplements that have any benefits. Their codex laws have neutered their potency. And this is why, you know, we were getting calls from all over the place there. And then the European Union shut that down. People can't get nothing of any kind of decency. They'll get Flintstone vitamins, but that's about it. Well, you know, the U.S. government agencies and other world powers want to usher in a global society with deficiency disease. This is why you see a crackdown on organic farming and gardening and raw milk, as well as supplement products. If we allow this behavior to continue, people won't have enough nutrition to stave off disease. That's the whole point. Pharmaceutical companies want you to buy their stuff. You're sick. Now, Gary Noll often speaks of the power of one. Now, if we wait for a movement of the masses, we may be waiting right up to extinction. But if we as individuals start standing up for what is right and saying no to tyranny, then we have a better chance of beating back tyranny. Disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. Now, our Heavenly Father does not support oppression, greed, or criminal behavior, which will destroy His creation. So God will support those who stand up and His ways and freedom. So God never loses a battle. God is with us. Who could be against us, right? Now, we have the presidential election coming up in less than a month. Prayer and fasting often moves mountains, and this is your opportunity to get close to God and say your country needs righteous leadership. Fasting with prayer will tell God you urgently need His help. And like I said, Southwest Ministries, Southwest Radio Ministries, is offering that free book called 40 Daily Devotions that you can use with your fasting. Okay, excellent book. Lots of great things in there for you. Kind of give you utterance, words that you don't know how to put together. You know, you just blank. Well, this book is excellent. You can call them to request your copy at 800-652-1144. 800-652-1144. You can visit their website, www.sswrcharles.com. Hey, I got my copy, and it's excellent. Fasting is also a natural way to help cleanse the system, lower your blood pressure, remove fat, and give the major organs of the body a vacation. So you're going to accomplish a lot with fasting and prayer. Now, in the meantime, you're going to want to strengthen your natural immune system with powerful herbs designed by our Creator to stimulate it, thereby make it more efficient. Remember, Obamacare gives physicians license to kill, and like the vaccine manufacturers, your family will not be able to sue them. So watch the video that I mentioned, and you'll be able to see what I mean. And before you do, hey, call Apothecary Herbs toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and you can stop up on their immune-boosting and organ-cleansing formulas and take advantage of their free ground ship with your order of $45 or more. And you'll also get a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook, worth $14.99. Hurry! Offer ends the 20th. We're taking a break, but we'll be back with more.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Me on the corner, just where you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, 'cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say.
Here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to power you further. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live and American Voice Radio. We're going to empower you with some helpful tips to help you fight off the cold and flu, because, you know, we're getting into colder weather. Here in North Carolina, it's getting cold at night. Warms up a little bit during the day, you know, to like 70 or so. But soon we're going to have some blustery weather, and, you know, people are already starting to, you know, stock up on Kleenex and tissues. So let's see what we can empower you with today. You know, the average person has about 3 colds every year. That's the average person now. Now, I want you to know that there are more, you're more powerful than you think at preventing getting colds and the flu, and even getting rid of them faster should you get them. Now, our modern lifestyle kind of been sabotaged with, you know, the refined foods, with all that low nutrition. And without nutrition, your immune system suffers and you're going to be susceptible. You can fight off the common cold and flu, all these viruses, with some super nutritional power. And you're going to find that in your whole foods and even some of your medicinal herbs. So if you're, you know, running around like a crazy person, especially with the holidays coming, and you're not always eating all that great, you can pop some medicinal herbs into that system of yours and do wonders. Now, whole foods are going to strengthen the walls of every cell in your body to prevent the spread of disease, and your herbs will strengthen your immune system to make more macrophages and killer T cells to gobble up those viruses and bacteria. So in the military, if your defenses are down, what do you got to do? Well, you got to get them back up. So that's what we're going to work on, to restore your defenses, your natural immune system, to strengthen it, to make it 10 times stronger. How's that? Scientific studies have documented that there are certain nutritional elements that help the human body fight viral and bacterial infections. These food sources are going to be rich in your antioxidants, your vitamin A and C, your beta carotenes, and your complex carotenes, flavonoids, and zinc is going to strengthen those defenses God gave you. And by the way, they also have some detoxification elements to them as well. Now, currently we have documented, science has documented 1,400 pathogens, in which less than 200 are viruses. So today they estimate that more than 2 new human virus species are discovered each year. I think they bumped that up between 2 and 4 recently. Now, at this rate, it's estimated that we will be documenting about 10 to 40 new viruses species by the year 2020. So when pathogens normally enter your body through the pulmonary system, you know, you breathe them in, or you eat something that's infected, so your digestive tract brings it into the system. Or maybe you absorb it through your skin. Your immune system automatically is going to kick in. You've got these different layers of immune system defenses. Now, you may realize that you're getting sick when your nose starts to get a little stuffy, or you develop a little mucus discharge, or your throat feels scratchy, or maybe you feel a little achy. This is normal, but most people will, you know, they'll run and try their over-the-counter prescribed drugs to try to dry up the mucous membranes, and that interferes with that normal immune system response. So the discharge, really, I know it's uncomfortable and it's kind of unsanitary, but it is a cleansing mechanism. The body is cleansing away the pathogens, and this is part of your immune system defense. Now, it is similar to bleeding, actually. When you cut yourself, and your blood actually cleanses the wound before the blood coagulates. So you'll want to use nutrition to work with your immunity, your immune system, and then shorten the duration of an infection if you do get it. So modern science has identified 200 rhinoviruses. 3 are influenza markers, and these pathogens create what is known as the self-limiting conditions, which means the disease is going to run its 2-week course depending on the strength of your immune system. So there are a few pantry items that you can use to help you out. According to the American Society of Alternative Therapies, you can assist your immune system using the following: garlic, onion, leafy green vegetables, beetroot, peppers, pineapple. Pineapple's lovely. It's got that bromelain enzyme. It's great for colds and flu. Also, citrus, cayenne, and horseradish. Now, all these have the vitamin A, B, C, and E. They also have selenium, bioflavonoids, and that zinc for your immune system support. Now, according to Francis Goulart, he's the author of Super Healing Foods, he says if you have a cold, give it a lemon. Yeah, he makes this lemon fizz. What he does is the lemon fizz, he says, will cut your cold short. Okay, here's what you do. Make some lemon fizz. You dissolve 2 teaspoons of baking soda in 1/2 cup of boiling water. Stir the juice of 1/2 of a fresh lemon into the cold water and then combine the mixtures and watch them fizz. The lemon has some live antioxidants and enzymes and bioflavonoids and, of course, that lovely vitamin C. Here's some other tips for you. If you have some eucalyptus oil on hand, I love to use this stuff. Many health food stores will have it, and they may even have it in blends called tofu oil, which will have cedar and some other a clove and some other oils mixed in with the eucalyptus. But you can put a dab of this oil in the palm of your hand, rub the palms together, and then cup them over your nose and mouth. And when you breathe in, the oils will help kill bacteria in the nasal and bronchial passages, and also reduces swelling, so it makes breathing easier. This is very helpful, especially at night before you go to bed. Use that if you can find some of those oils. They are excellent. They're good for coughing, too. It helps calm coughing slightly. You can use that oil, actually, with a lot of the immune-boosting formulas that they have at Apothecary Herbs for the upper respiratory and head. Look at their Echinacea Deluxe formula. And, of course, they do have a pneumonia formula, a pneumonia pack. So you can check that out, all organic. So there's no doubt that garlic and onion, I love garlic and onion. Two of the herbs that I mentioned in my book, The Power Herbs, 13 Herbs Every Medicine Cabinet Should Have. And you can get a free copy of that PDF book when you order online or by phone or through the mail, and your order's $30 or more. And if you want free ground ship, order's over 45. So you'll get a free book and ship on your orders over 45. But garlic and onion have power, and they have an antibiotic power to them, and it's known as the poor man's antibiotic. So it has the ability to decongest you and also to kill the bacteria and viruses. If you want to eat garlic raw, you can. 2 to 4 cloves of garlic, and you can follow it with some parsley. The chlorophyll in the parsley will freshen your breath. Onion is going to be excellent for breaking up phlegm and mucus. Both contain allicin, a compound that will fight off cold-causing bacteria. And you can add 1 teaspoon of minced garlic to even diced onion in your salsa and eat that if you want. A circulatory action in your cayenne in the salsa will actually magnify the benefits of the garlic and onion. Now, fresh pineapple juice contains a lot of enzymes, and one of them is bromelain, and it helps with the respiratory systems of cold and flu. So if you want to drink green tea, that's excellent. The antioxidants will help support your immune system, and I just like the taste. It's awesome. So now I couldn't pass up some folk remedies I want to share with you. These are from the stagecoach days. In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, pioneers would use fried onions wrapped in flannel to apply to the chest at night. They said the raw onion slices were also placed on the soles of their feet and worn with wool socks overnight. Yay! The old-timey folks said that this therapy works. And you wake up infection and fever free. I guess get some onion, try it. You know, and then what about chicken noodle soup? We hear about that all the time. Grandma says, you know, you got a cold, flu, get some chicken noodle soup. You know, there are some scientific studies that have tested that theory. Why was grandma's chicken noodle soup helpful? Make you feel better during cold and flu. Well, a majority of the benefit is provided by the garlic that's in the soup. Yep, if you make your own chicken soup, add a double dose of garlic and add a little cayenne pepper. If you can, If you're using canned or instant soup, you know, that's all you have, you can still, you know, slide in a big tablespoon of minced garlic on the low simmer stage and also add a dash of cayenne, and that'll give you lots of energy. So, you know, make the soup as directed on what it tells you on the box or the can, and then just add those at the low simmer. I normally don't like to put my herbs in hot stuff, but what I'll tend to do is add the garlic to the soup on low simmer, then pour the soup, let it cool slightly, and then add my dose of cayenne liquid. Sometimes I'll even throw in my Echinacea Deluxe, and it'll really give me some pep. So this cold and flu season, you have some tools. Obviously, you can go to the powerherbs.com website. They have a new cold and flu section there, which makes it really easy. They have products individually in case you run low on a couple of them. But if you're a newbie to using herbal products to boost your immune system through the cold and flu season, then they do have a cold and flu pack, which very easy to understand and use the products. And what about prevention? Well, for prevention, you can use astragalus root and obviously garlic and onion. The all-in-one formula that they have there at thepowerherbs.com is the way to go. It's going to a dose of that once or twice a week. Excellent prevention. So we have lots of people that do that. I won't be without it. And great for cutting phlegm, too, by the way. So if you get a lot of phlegm, it's the all-in-one product that cuts phlegm. And, of course, if you don't have that on hand, pineapple juice is going to be good, too. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Empower yourself. Be independent of drugs and expensive therapies and doctor's visits. You can do it. I know you can. God's herbs are good. He won't let us down. The toll-free number at Apothecary Herbs is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. The website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, American Voice Radio does archive the Herb Talk shows, and we do get some, too, as well, on the website. So if you want to share shows with family and friends, let them know. Go to the American Voice Radio website or the powerherbs.com website, and you can key it up, get empowered. Okay, we got a few minutes, and we're going to talk about one of the great herbs, long history. It's been called a panacea. I'm not a big believer in panaceas. I know it takes a combination of things to usually get you where you want to be. But, you know, let's just go with what history's talking about here. The term panax, P-A-N-A-X, is Greek, and it means all healing. And from that we get the word panacea, means it's, you know, it's a cure-all, basically. So from the ancient text, Asian ginseng was one of the varieties of ginsengs to gain a lot of popularity as a panacea for herb tonics. Now, if you were a multivitamin in the ancient world, ginseng would have been it. They think of it as the multivitamin of the ancient world. Asian medicine places emphasis on hot and cold medicines for different ailments, and Asian ginseng is said to have hot properties to it. The cold property herbs have a greater value and would explain why Asian people, the world of in Asian continents, went kind of bonkers over the cold properties in the American ginseng. It was very sought after. So Asian ginseng contains hot properties, American ginseng, cold properties. Personally, I like to use Siberian and American ginseng. American ginseng, a little bit more expensive, but they're both excellent. So if you have circulation problems or blood ailments, the American ginseng is an excellent choice. It's good also for fevers and digestive upset. And also it helps calm respiratory systems. Well, let's talk about some of the Siberian ginseng for a second, because it's been used for over 2,000 years in Chinese medicine, along with Asian ginseng. And Russian scientists have identified the adaptogens that help reinforce our body's ability to resist stress and disease. So this is why, you know, you'll see a lot of ginseng in, you know, sport drinks and stuff like that. Or if you used a really nice aged concentrate of ginseng, if you just took a quarter to a half a teaspoon, it would pep you up. You would feel vitalized, regenerated. Now, herbalists in the West tend to prefer to use Siberian or American ginseng over the other ginsengs because of its ability to stimulate the immune system and has anti-inflammatory benefits and also helps the body control blood sugar. Siberian ginseng is usually used extensively in all facets of Russian society. Professional athletes use it, factory workers use it, and even physicians use it. Test tube studies done in the Soviet Union that showed that Siberian ginseng inhibited the spread of leukemia cells. And so does dandelion root, by the way. Other studies showed that it's very effective. It's an effective agent to boost the immune system to fight off cancer. Other research that needs a little bit more testing is that it does help in the areas of heart disease, diabetes, and even radiation exposure. And much of the Western research on Siberian ginseng shows it has similar hormone-like compounds. Western research on Siberian ginseng shows that that hormone-like compound is found also in Asian ginseng. Traditionally, the ancients used Siberian ginseng for boosting immune system, energy, and appetite. It does have adaptogens to help the body resist stress and enhance oxygen delivery to all the cells. And it has a very positive benefit on the glandular system, helping to normalize adrenal and thyroid and pancreatic functions, as well as blood sugar and blood pressure. So one study noted that if Siberian ginseng is used in conjunction with aerobic exercise, it helps the body to release more killer T cells, you know, antibodies, your immune system antibodies, to get rid of unwanted microbes and infections for 24 hours compared to just exercise alone, which only gave you protection for 2 hours. So you can layer your exercise workout with some ginseng, and you can boost your immune system protection for 24 hours. And this would explain why the ancients claimed Siberian ginseng promoted longevity and an anti-aging element to it. So, and you know, it was so valuable, it was also used as an ancient currency in the Roman Empire. Asian ginseng was more valuable than gold in ancient China in 2000 BC, and it was so popular that it was over-harvested, then it became scarce. So Asian ginseng root, kind of slow to mature, and it's harvested every 6 years in the fall. So, American ginseng is also been over-harvested. That's why it's a little bit more expensive, and it's slow-growing as well, and it's harvested every 2 years. Now, in the 1700s, American ginseng from Canada was transported by French explorers to France, and from there it entered China to become highly sought after. So French Canadians and the French Church sold American ginseng to China for about $5 a pound. Back then, that was a king's ransom. Today, certified organic American ginseng sells upwards of $50 per pound, and Siberian ginseng sells for about $10 a pound. Now, the American colonists wanted to cash in on this lucrative ginseng trade, so they planted American ginseng as far south as Georgia and sold it for about $1 a pound to shipping agents. By 1740, ginseng became the most valuable export of the colonies, outselling fur. And within 30 years, American ginseng was stripped from the eastern seaboard, and it prompted a westward exploration of America in search of wild ginseng. So that was a push for people to go west. And one famous trapper and fur trader supplemented his livelihood with ginseng collection, and his name was Daniel Boone. Today, Americans spend nearly $400 million annually on ginseng products, which include supplements and your energy drinks, as I mentioned. So ginseng, very popular and an excellent herb that you can utilize. Now, some of the recent research that tells us that the saponins in your ginseng are the chemicals that assist the human body to isolate, purify and eradicate substances that can harm you. So research done by pharmacologist Israel Beckman at the Academy of Science of the Soviet Union, he revealed that the adaptogens in your ginseng help your body shift gears so you can cope with physical or emotional stress as well as increase your ability to resist disease. And Dr. Breckman says that the changes can be subtle, and it could explain why other studies missed reporting those benefits. And some of the ginseng benefits his research revealed are ginseng will combat fatigue without having caffeine, enhances your stamina and your memory, and prevents the depletion of adrenal glands, which are affected by stress. And it seems that Dr. Breckman's research confirmed that the ancients have said what they've said for thousands of years. We now know why Russian, Korean, and Chinese Olympic athletes did so well at the Olympic Games. They all took ginseng. Of course, you know, that was perfectly fine, didn't show up any drug tests at all. Now, an Italian study tested the stamina-enhancing effect of your ginseng, and the results were so obvious that American athletes now use it. They also tested ginseng in treating chronic bronchitis, and it helped speed recovery and offered resistance to illness. Danish researchers proved in a double-blind study that ginseng improves memory, abstract thinking, and reaction time. Chinese researchers and the University of Southern California proved ginseng does enhance our immune system to make us more macrophages, interferon, which are virus-fighting components and compounds, and it helps wipe out infections faster. Various German studies confirm this as well. So Siberian ginseng is found to support your liver, your pancreas, and your glands when you fight disease, and it can be used in conjunction with other herbs to lower your blood sugar and blood pressure. The American ginseng has been found to support your heart, your liver, and your immune system with fighting disease. So you've got two great ginsengs that are pretty much plentiful in the United States if you want to pick some up. Of course, we have both at Apothecary Herbs, and a few of our immune-boosting formulas will have ginseng already in them. So you can read the ingredients online or in the product catalog, and you know exactly what's in that product before you purchase it. We also include any counter-regulatory information that you should be aware of, because a lot of people are on prescription medicines, and they like to mix those with herbs, which sometimes not so good. I'm not a big fan of mixing prescription drugs with my herbs, with maybe the exception of getting off the prescription drug. But do your homework before you purchase and use any product or therapy, and that's your decision. So if you would like to check out the powerherbs.com website and see what they got, that's great. They have a cold and flu section, as I mentioned. You'll also find on the website aged concentrated tinctures that are cold-pressed. Now, the aging process is very important for quality and potency. Most herb companies don't want to spend the time. It costs too much money to do that. The big companies do forced extraction. They skip the aging process when they do that. In a day, they make a product. But unfortunately, there's heat. Heat ruins your herb potency, so you're going to get an inferior product. So on a scale of 1 to 100, those products will be about a 20. So if you would like naturally aged, cold-pressed formulas with all the potency that God put in that plant, then you call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and then you'll notice the difference. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Toll-free 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., call 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 for international, and, of course, the website, ThePowerHerbs.com, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Power up, people, because the cold and flu season's coming. And instead of getting the flu jab, which we already read reports to you that flu vaccines don't do anything except make you sick with the flu. So power up the immune system. Do it the natural way, not the artificial infection way with vaccines. Of course, don't forget, next Tuesday, Dr. Carly's going to be here with us, and we're going to be talking about vaccines, so do tune in for that. And we got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical condition if you do, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.